The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point and Kensington. Or shop online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. Well, there's no doubt about it. It's a migrant caravan, Harley. There's no doubt about that.
No, it's a big one. There's an awful lot of people. There's a long ways to go yet, a couple thousand miles. If they walk the whole distance, they will have created a lot of sympathy, for sure. These are people from Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador. And the president has tweeted that he's going to cut off or substantially reduce the aid to those three countries because they were unable to do the job of stopping people from leaving their country and coming illegally to the U.S. Now, they get about $500 million a year, the three countries do combined. And it's not clear how much the president would cut. We just know he wants to do something to make it clear to them you need to put a stop to this kind of thing. Whether they will or not, we don't know. He also said that he's alerted the Border Patrol and the military that it's a national emergency, but the Pentagon says they don't have any actual marching orders yet. But I guess he's serious about it, for sure.
He's certainly serious about it, and so he should be. Police body cameras.
Yeah, you know, they started wearing those for security and to be able to tell the story straight when people claim that they did something wrong. Now one of them has caught fire and exploded. This is at the New York Police Department. One of the one officer was wearing one of these body cameras and midnight tour last weekend. It started smoking, and he quick took it off. Not long after, the camera exploded. No one was hurt. He got it off in time. Now the department said any of the officers who are using one of those cameras should bring it back to the command. There are about 3,000 of them in use. They've got 15,000 body cameras, but 3,000 are of the suspect sort, if you will.
Oh, good on you. Just before you go, these coffee cups. Go on.
Well, the Air Force cargo planes tend to fly long missions, so pilot and crew like to have their coffee. So the cups are electric. You plug them in on board, keeps the coffee warm. Mm. Here's the problem. The fragile plastic handles break. The bigger problem, rather than replace the handles, the Air Force has been buying new cups at $1,300 each. Now they've figured out with a 3D printer they can make replacements for 50 cents.
There you are. Cost $1,300 each. I'll take the 50 cents.